my visit to the United States has sharpened my skills in implementing conflict resolution programs in communities in Zimbabwe. And to add on what you Zimbabwe Trust has been doing for the past 3-4 years, I think we are going to reach a significant level in terms of conflict resolution. However, our work and the skills that I have acquired here alone cannot help us realize a free and fair election environment in few months to come, or next year to be precise, according to politicians.
What do you think is the way forward to ensure that there is a violence-free election next year?
What's needed is to have a combination of these efforts by civil society organizations like You Zimbabwe Trust and many others that are working on conflict resolution and transformation, to have a very strong political will at the level of political leadership and political players, because in the past we have realized that whenever we have serious political violence in our country, there is a strong hand from politicians and political leaders who kind of influence communities to turn against each other, brother turning against brother, father turning against child, simply because they have been influenced by political leaders to do so. So we need a combination between civil society efforts, like the work that is being done by You Zimbabwe Trust, which we are going to improve with the skills that I have acquired here, and some will from political leaders to say no to political violence. That combination might make us realize a free and fair election.